Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Congratulations on the blessed Eid al-Adha, 1446 AH. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Hizb Tahrir extends its warmest congratulations and blessings to our dear Islamic Ummah, the patient in accepting of the reward despite all the calamities and disasters it is going through. Calamities and disasters that are burdensome even to the strongest group of men, especially our patient people in Gaza and throughout the blessed land of Palestine. On the blessed Eid al-Adha, we ask Allah to make the days of this Eid a tranquility to their hearts, and may they be elevated in status before the Lord of the worlds. Eid is about which Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna a'adham al-ayyam inda Allah yawm al-nahr." The greatest day in Allah's sight is the day of sacrifice. I'm also pleased to extend my congratulations along with the congratulations of the head of the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir and all the brothers and sisters working in its departments and units to the Emir of Hizb Tahrir, the eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta. May Allah protect him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Ummah will soon pledge allegiance to him, the pledge of allegiance to the Khilafah, which ends the era of oppressive rule that the Ummah is living under. And with him begins an era of victory, liberation and empowerment, and fulfillment of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, as He did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their faith, which He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fear into security. An-Nur 55. Eid al-Adha comes this year while the Islamic Ummah is suffering more than ever before from the fire of its enemies. Muslims are being killed in tens of thousands in full view of the entire world and within a stone's throw of the Ummah's armies stationed in their barracks in Palestine, Sudan, Kashmir, Asham, Yemen, and Lebanon, with missiles, planes, drones, tanks, and all forms of weapons. Body parts are scattered, bodies are burned, and women, widows, and orphans are crying out for help. But there is no helper or rescuer. The situation is unbearable. The Ummah is in much need these days for those from its armies and officers to mobilize to answer the call of duty so that they may attain the honor of supporting Islam and Muslims and may gather at the Hawz with the two As'ads, companions of the Prophet. May Allah be pleased with them in the presence of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are no days more beloved to Allah than these days, for them to be the days of Nusra, victory, honor, and empowerment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. There are no days in which a good deed is more pleasing to Allah than these 10 days. On being asked whether or not even jihad in Allah's path were as pleasing, he replied, not even jihad in Allah's path, except when a man goes out in person with his property and loses both life and property. O Muslims, it is Eid al-Adha, one of the blessed days of Allah. So call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it to guide the hearts of a group of believers who possess strength and determination, who will support the Ummah and establish the deen, so that there will be a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. And trust in the victory of Allah, the strong, the mighty. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. And victory comes only from Allah, the Almighty, All-Wise. Ali Imran 126. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. Engineer Salah al-Din Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.